Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. America and the colonial West are the true enemy of the Islamic Ummah, and the Jewish entity is nothing but one of their sins. America and Britain continue to protect their creation, the Jewish entity, and strengthen its steadfastness in the heart of the Islamic Ummah and provide it with all the means of life, as America used its veto in the Security Council on Wednesday, November 20, 2024, against a draft resolution. Despite its weakness, calling for an immediate end to the Jewish war on the Gaza Strip. On the same day, the U.S. Senate rejected demands to prevent the sale of weapons to the Jewish entity, rejecting three draft laws calling for preventing the sale of tank shells, mortar shells, and joint direct attack ammunition by a majority vote of the council. In the same context, the iNews website revealed the size of the British arms trade with the Jewish entity and confirmed that it is greater than the official announced numbers, and revealed the indirect ways through which Britain helps arm the Jewish entity, and showed that Britain used what is known as the third party or integration licenses to hide the matter. There is no doubt that this news is a drop in the ocean of hostility that overwhelms the hearts of the politicians of the colonial West in America, Britain, and the rest of the infidel countries as a whole, towards the Muslims, as the positions they took towards Palestine and its people during a whole year of tragedies revealed that they are the deep-rooted enemy of the Ummah, and that the Jewish entity is nothing but one of their sins. Despite the extent of the crimes and brutality that the Jewish entity has committed and continues to commit against Palestine and its people, Western politicians and legislators continue to support it with all forms of military, political, logistical, and international support, and they consider the goals of the Jews to be their goals and objectives, while they can interpret some form of political or logistical support, even in a weak interpretation, military support with missiles, bombs, and explosives that kill children, women, and the defenseless cannot be interpreted or explained except by their keenness to wallow in the blood of Muslims with the usurping Jews. The fact that the Jewish entity is the spearhead of the West and its malicious base in the heart of the Islamic Ummah has become clear as daylight. Events have left no room for the West to hide behind false slogans and deceptive arguments. It has sided with the Jewish entity at the expense of rivers of blood and piles of corpses of the oppressed Muslims in Gaza. This fact requires the Ummah to act on its level, as the challenge and conflict is its conflict with colonialism and the countries of disbelief as a whole. And it does not stop at the criminal war in Gaza. The West will not rest until it is reassured that the Islamic Ummah remains subject to it and our countries are a stage for its ambitions. This dictates that the Ummah must assume its duty and rise to the occasion and challenge by working to put an end to the West, its aggression and colonialism, by establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate state, on the path of the prophethood, which will restore its authority and sovereignty, and its caliph, Khalifa, will return to address the clouds and send messages of glory to the rulers of the infidels, states, and if they submit, they will be safe. Inna lanansuru rusulana walladhina amanu fil hayati ad-dunya wa yawma yaqumul ashhad. We certainly help our messengers and the believers, both in this worldly life and on the day the witnesses will stand forth for testimony. Ghafir 51. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.